Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Lord, we pray that you will touch each of our hearts and open our hearts to your will, your way, your word, your wisdom, all for your honor and glory alone and through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Please be seated. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Those same words spoken by Jesus to the crowd in today's gospel are found in the diocesan bulletin used for every Eucharistic service in prison. One day I asked the next prisoner who had been a regular attendee at our services what those words meant to him when we read them at the services, and also what he thought the words meant to the other inmates. This was his response. "Joe, words alone have no meaning to us. There has to be more," he went on to explain. "Before I was imprisoned, one of my activities involved explaining to other criminals how to commit certain crimes, and I was very good at explaining," he said. "But I discovered that good explanations were not enough for them to trust me. They needed more. Now, once they found out that I was successfully doing exactly what I was teaching them, I had credibility. So, Joe, when you and the other volunteers go to the prison, offer us your hearts, because we know when you do, and we know when you don't. We know if you really care. And if you really don't care, we would still come to the services. Not for that bread of life that Christ offers, but to receive nothing other than a short relief from the dull routine of prison life." I think that ex-prisoner was saying to me that those of us who confess that Christ is the bread of our lives must, as the Apostle Paul begged the Ephesians to do in today's epistle reading, lead lives worthy of the calling to which we have been called. A story of contrasting perspective develops in today's gospel reading. The crowd following Jesus, after seeing him perform healing miracles and feed 5,000 of them with 5 loaves and 2 fish, was ready to make him their king, a king who would serve as their food bank and as their miracle worker with powers to perhaps be their all-conquering military leader. But Jesus would have none of it. He withdraws from their presence. They have no credibility with Jesus. The following day, the crowd finds Jesus again. And this time, Jesus does offer them his kingship, but on the different terms, not as their food bank or military worker or miracle worker. He offers them more. More than they could imagine, he offers them the high standard of his sacrificial love, the calling to which he had been called. He offers himself as the king who would reign in their hearts. He wants to give them his life-giving spirit. He wants to give them eternal life. And this is how we explained it to them. "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Jesus is offering his heart to them, but the crowd is not perceptive or wise enough to understand and appreciate his offer. They are capable of only looking for and accepting less. Now, here is a real life story of how a judge pursued the high standard of love, the calling to which he had been called. But before I share this story, I must confess that I shared it in a different context some years ago. I think it is even more appropriate now. Those of you with good memories are welcome to take a brief nap while I share it again. The LaGuardia Airport in New York, among many other landmarks, was named to honor Fiorello LaGuardia, who was mayor of New York City during the worst days of the Great Depression and all of World War II. He was also an attorney and member of the New York Bar. It is said that one extremely cold night, the mayor turned up at a night court that served the poorest part of the city. He gave the judge the rest of the night off, and he took over the court proceedings himself. Within minutes of sitting on the bench, an elderly woman, very poorly dressed, was brought before him. She was charged with stealing a loaf of bread. She told LaGuardia that her daughter's husband had deserted her, that her daughter was sick, and that her two grandchildren were starving. The shopkeeper from whom the bread was stolen refused to drop the charges. He said to the judge, "It's a real bad neighborhood, Your Honor. This woman must be punished so that others around here could also be taught a lesson." LaGuardia took a deep breath. Then he turned to the woman and said, "I've got to punish you. The law makes no exceptions. You must pay $10 or spend 10 days in jail." As he pronounced the sentence, he reached into his pocket, took out a $10 bill and said to the woman, "Here is a $10 note for you to pay." Ordinarily, accolades would be showered on LaGuardia for his compassion and generosity, and this would be the end of the story. But in this case, it certainly was not the end for LaGuardia. For LaGuardia, that would make him the food bank military worker type that the crowd following Jesus wanted him to be. That would be like the prison volunteer who offers words only. LaGuardia wanted to offer more. He wanted to offer a slice of Christ's bread of life to them all. And here's how he offered his heart. Here's how he rose to the calling to which he had been called. He turned to the courtroom, stared angrily at them, and then said, "Furthermore, I'm going to fine everyone in this courtroom 50 cents for living in a town where a grandmother has to steal bread so that she could feed her hungry grandchildren. Mr. Bailiff, collect the fines and give them to this woman." The next day, the New York City newspaper reported that $47.50 was turned over to an old lady who had stolen a loaf of bread to feed her starving grandchildren. And 50 cents of that amount was contributed by an even angrier shopkeeper. LaGuardia understood that his payment of the grandmother's fine was not all. The heart of that town needed to be changed in a way that demonstrated the more excellent way of love. That's the kind of action Christ expects of us when we proclaim him as the bread of life. As we continue to see the suffering in these difficult times, I'm reminded of a song called "Who Am I?" The songwriter sees himself as unworthy. He sees himself as a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. And yet, he says, as the eyes of Christ see his sin, those same eyes look on him with love and watch him rise again. As Christians who feed at Christ's table of abundance, Christ wants us, he expects us, he commands us to willingly share his sacrificial love with the suffering in our times, whoever they are, whatever the nature of their pain, and wherever they are in their spiritual journeys, as they beg us to see their plight, to look on them with hearts of love and help them rise again. That's why at St. John's we proudly advertise that wherever you are in your spiritual journey, we welcome you. We welcome you to join us here as we continue to share Christ, the bread of life, with all. Amen.